Hello everyone! Welcome to my podcast Zen and Life. I am the host Yoge Tsukasaka, Zen Buddhist monk, beatboxer, hand pump player, and live looping artist. This podcast is about how we can apply Zen Buddhism concept or teachings into our daily life for a better quality of life. Today's title is Billions of People, Billions of World. So how many people are there in this world? And how many worlds are there in this world? Well, obviously, there's only one Earth that we live in. You know, we live in Earth, and there's only one Earth. And, you know, we are sharing this world. We are living together. Well, actually, we're fighting each other, though, but we have to live together. We have to survive in this world together. In the meantime, each of us actually looking this world differently, totally differently. It seems to be we actually living in one world, just this earth, but each person is living in a different layer of beliefs, which I think everyone lives in their own world. For example, we now facing the same problem, same situation. This pandemic situation, it seems to be like we all have same problem. But each person actually think differently. And it actually depends on what kind of information they have and what kind of attitude toward life they have and what kind of situation are they really in and what kind of belief system do they have. And the last one, what kind of belief system? That's the most important thing. That's very powerful. The belief system, which actually make us to think, the belief system actually decides how to think, how we think. And we have been creating our own belief system, each of us creating our own belief system since we are born. It really depends on your past experience, and all experience decides how to behave, how to react to different situation. So some people can live healthy and more energetic than other people, even in this kind of situation. It's because they think differently. Their attitude toward difficulty is different from most people. So you can see this world differently. You can change your way. You can change your way of thinking. And at the same time, it's important for all of us to look into ourselves, look deeper inside of ourselves, and our subconscious mind, which actually decides how we react toward a certain type of things. We all should know why I think like this, why I feel like this. When we know that, our mind will be very clear than before, and we feel lighter, we feel more energetic. We will experience our true selves. And we can see the world differently. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. Today I talked about billions of people, billions of worlds. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.